Now, this is very Weasley, dangerous, and very rhetorically powerful. And Tolkien was very, very good at doing this with Saruman. Saruman is a manager. He wants to manage and control, regardless of the morality of anything that he's doing. And if you look at that particular passage I just read, you'll notice that there's lots of Weasley little adjectives and adverbs. So, for example, there would not be any real change in our designs. So, okay, what does that mean? Our designs are to make sure Sauron can't take over the world, but we're going to let him take over the world, but it's not a real change in our designs. Saruman's own name, and I can give you other examples of that, but let's stick with this. Saruman's own name, Siaruman in Anglo-Saxon, means crafty man or technological man. And not only is Sauron interested in technology, he builds wheels and fires and furnaces and machines, but he's interested in the technology of rhetoric, in the ability of using his voice and using his words to manipulate people. Gandalf uses his words to inspire people. Saruman uses his words to manipulate people. Saruman's representation of evil, then, is not the evil of a consuming, greedy, well, it is greedy, but it's not like Sauron's evil, which wants to engulf everything. Sauron's evil just wants to make himself be the manager of all of it. And it doesn't matter if what's done under him is good or bad. In fact, it's easier if it's bad, but maybe it could be good. Now, it's interesting that Tolkien rejected comparisons of the Lord of the Rings to World War II. He said it was not an allegory because it didn't fit. However, when he rejected that allegory and he did it point by point, he said, if the ring were atomic weapons, then obviously that doesn't work because the atomic weapons were actually used while the ring wasn't, and so forth. But he interestingly identified Saruman with Soviet Russia. And it's an idea of a technology of controlling and manipulating and dominating people, not throwing them into ovens, perhaps, like Sauron representing Hitler would be, but at least controlling them and sucking away their freedom. And that's what Saruman does. And in so doing, he's become a mockery of Sauron. He's built his own tower. It's just not quite as big as the Dark Tower. He has his own orcs, but there's not as many of them. He has his own servants, but they're not quite as good as Sauron's servants, and so forth. It was a mockery. It was a slave's flattery, Saruman's little tower of Orthanc, of the great Dark Tower of Barad-dûr. So that sets up the idea of evil and Saruman. Other elements in the plot that are going on are the idea of redemption, because Boromir, remember, had done something quite evil at the end of the Fellowship of the Ring. He tried to take the ring from Frodo. But at the beginning of the Two Towers, Boromir redeems himself because he gives up his life fighting against orcs. The orcs end up taking Merry and Pippin, so he doesn't triumph. But by killing so many orcs, he causes the orcs to run away rather than stick around and hunt for Aragorn, Legolas, Gimli, Frodo, and Sam, who've all gotten split up. So Frodo and Sam have escaped across the river in large part because of Boromir's sacrifice. And there's a very touching scene between Boromir and Aragorn where Boromir admits, he confesses that he tried to take the ring from Frodo, but then he says, I have paid, and Aragorn agrees and basically absolves him. So some people would even argue that Boromir is the most modern hero of the Lord of the Rings and that he has failed and then achieved success afterwards rather than just achieved success.